Welcome back to Know It All, where we try to make sense of everything from the smallest particles to the biggest questions. I'm Madeline, and today we're tackling a subject that sounds intimidating even to the bravest learners: advanced mathematics. But don't worry, this isn't about solving equations. It's about understanding why math, at its highest level, is really a kind of language. One that describes everything from galaxies to algorithms to the shape of time itself. Most of us meet math as a tool, something you use to balance a checkbook, find a slope, or pass a test. But somewhere beyond calculus, it stops being a set of rules and becomes abstract. At that level, math isn't just about numbers. It's about patterns. Infinity, symmetry, chaos, curvature. These are the ideas that define advanced mathematics. Take imaginary numbers, for example. When you first hear about them, numbers that involve the square root of -1, it sounds like cheating. But imaginary numbers make possible everything from electrical engineering to quantum physics. They're a reminder that sometimes the things we make up in math turn out to describe reality more precisely than the things we can see. Here's something wild. Math is the only true universal language we know of. If aliens ever show up, we probably won't start by teaching them English. We'll start with math, because 1 + 1 = 2, no matter where you are in the universe. Advanced math is like poetry written in symbols. Take group theory, for example, a field that studies symmetry itself. Group theory explains why snowflakes look the way they do, why molecules bond the way they do, even why fundamental particles behave consistently across the universe. Or topology, which asks what stays the same when you stretch or twist a shape without tearing it. It's the math that tells us a donut and a coffee mug are, topologically speaking, the same thing. And while that sounds funny, topology now underlies quantum computing and robotics. Real-world applications built from what once seemed like thought experiments. There's this famous essay by physicist Eugene Wigner called The Unreasonable Effectiveness of Mathematics and the Natural Sciences. He basically asks, why does math, this human invention, describe the universe so perfectly? Why should an equation written on a chalkboard predict how planets move or how light bends around a black hole? It's eerie when you think about it, as if the universe was written in math from the beginning, and we're just decoding it one formula at a time. Maybe we didn't invent math, maybe we discovered it. Here's the secret about mathematicians. Most of them don't see what they do as mechanical. They see it as creative. When you reach the frontier of advanced mathematics, pure math, you're not memorizing formulas, you're inventing worlds. You're asking, what if infinity had different sizes? What happens if I bend space until numbers no longer behave? It's imagination, but bound by logic, art with rules. And sometimes that kind of thinking saves lives. The math behind epidemiology models, encryption, GPS, all of it began as abstract math someone once thought was useless. So even when Ethereum looks like it lives in another universe, chances are it'll find its way back to ours. Maybe that's why advanced math feels so mysterious. It never really ends. Every time one problem gets solved, it opens 10 more. The deeper you go, the stranger it gets. Infinity isn't just endless, it's layered, it's structured, it's alive. And yet, for all its complexity, math is really about something simple: understanding how things connect. Numbers, ideas, universes, all bound by patterns that feel both alien and familiar. That's what makes it beautiful. It's not about being good at math, it's about being curious enough to follow the pattern and brave enough not to find the end. Thanks for listening to Know It All. If you liked today's episode, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, the next time you see an equation that looks impossible, It's probably just a doorway into another dimension of thought. I'm Adeline, and this was your crash course in infinity.